Please join me in the opening prayer. Merciful God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will move among us as we worship. Open our hearts and our minds to see you at work among us, encouraging, challenging, uplifting, and inspiring as each one has need. May our worship bring honor and glory to you. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know I'm starting with somebody's broken heart and a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind, you see, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been look at yourself and make the change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Oh yeah, I'm asking him to change his ways. Better change, no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. You gotta get it right while you got the time, 'cause when you close your heart, then you close your mind. I'm starting with the man. To change his ways, better change, no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Na 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 na. Oh yeah.
May I please have all the youth come forward? You can sit down. You can come up here. We have a cool conversation today. Okay. So do any of you know what we might be talking about today? There might be a hint up there. Can you see that? It's sin. We're learning about sin today. So, before we start, we're going to have the congregation make a promise. So, can everybody raise their right hand? I solemnly swear that my child will not get in trouble if they participate in this question. Okay, so we're all safe. So my question is, have you any of you ever broken a rule? Have you ever broken a rule? I know I have. Have you? Do you want to share? No? You want to keep it a secret? Okay, so mine is, when I was little, I didn't like squash. And I had squash on my plate. And my mom said that I couldn't leave the table or have dessert until I ate my squash. So I waited until they left, and then I threw it in the garbage can, and then I hid stuff. I took things and hid it so that I could have my dessert. So that's my thing. So, and those mistakes, they kind of weigh down on you, just like books weigh down your backpack. So I'm going to put these books in here, and these are kind of like the mistakes I've made in my life, and it weighs me down. And then it makes my backpack really heavy. Now, do any of you have an idea how we can make this lighter? It's really heavy.
Yeah? Take the books out.
I could take the books out. How do you think I'm going to do that?
You could make it lighter.
Yeah?
You could not wear the backpack.
I could not wear the backpack. But I need to wear a backpack to school every day, right? Just like you carry around your heart every day, right? So the people around you here and God can help you remove those mistakes. And he can make your life a little bit lighter, just like removing the books do from your backpack. So can everybody bow their heads and say a prayer with me? Okay. Lord, thank you for being with us today as we learn about sin and how you sent your one and only Son to save us from it and so that we could walk closer to you. Thank you for being there to empty our backpacks as we try to live more like you. Amen. Okay. I don't know where to send you guys. Okay, back to your seats.
Bow your heads with me as we enter a time of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for letting us gather today to worship your name. Let us pray for those who suffer in this world, that they may see the light of your glory and find relief that you are always with them. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters in faith, that they may remain stalwart through adversity they may face. Let us pray for the merger of Whitmore Lake and Brighton as two become one. Aid us in glorifying your name through our deeds as we go throughout the week. Let us pray for the students of Brighton that they may find peace in this time of mourning and as they go throughout exams. Let's take a moment to pray what is on our hearts. Let us join together as a community of faith and pray together the prayer your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Please join me in reading Romans 6:23.
For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, It would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because things that cause people to stumble, such things must come. But woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. Please join me in reading Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in our Christ Lord our.
You then, why do you judge your brother or sister, or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of your brother or sister. Please join me in reading Matthew 25, verse 40.
The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time. The older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Please join me in reading Matthew 25, verse 40.
The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. Please join me in the reading Psalm 130, verse 7.
The Lord, there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Please join me in reading Psalm 130, verse 7. With the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem.
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live, and you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we are by nature deserving of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do all good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart.
Lord, I need.
Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Oh God, how I need.
Will the ushers please come forward?
Thank you.
Remember the sacrifice Jesus made for you. Go in the love and in the faith of God as we go about our week. Please join us in the fellowship hall for coffee and snacks.